Dr. Librand and his wife, Jody, of 34 years, homeschooled their five children from birth to college, where they all excelled in academics and community, the University of Texas, and Abilene Christian. With their combined degrees, two BAs, two masters, one doctorate, Fred and Jody have stuck with their faith and their obsession with practical learning. As a result, the overall theme of teaching them to learn how to learn invades everything they offer.
Do you want a better reader? Well, you might want to teach them how to read out of order. Now, this could sound a little crazy because we're all used to reading in order. The reason we do that is because I don't think, honestly, we understand what reading's about. Reading is about conveying information, and things don't have to come in order for us to understand it. You can go through the line at a cafeteria and get the food in order, but you can eat it how you want to. Look, it's about patterns. It struck me a few days ago that we have a perfect illustration with a painting. So a painting is made stroke by stroke, in a particular order, frankly. And when it's all done, we don't look at the strokes, we look at the composite, the whole thing, the picture. That's how our brain works. We're putting it all together. It's the same with reading. You want to learn to put the picture together. So reading in order honestly doesn't matter because your brain can put the order back. I think you ought to read it. I like reading it in order. That's certainly how it was written because it has to be. We're caught in the space-time continuum. But look, if you can see that this first part is about this, second part about this, third part about this, and where the conclusion is, and you can understand here's the conclusion, here are the parts, you have a frame, you have a picture. And then when you read it, your brain will be able to put all that information together in an incredible way. What we do with our kids and ourselves a lot of times is just ruin reading. We read words. Word, 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 word. And we keep doing that and we don't know what's going on and we're trying to figure it out and maybe we stay interested or not. We don't have a framework for how to make use of this information. Just imagine if you slowed it down even more, instead of reading words, you read letters. Letter, 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 you know, T-H-E, space, D-O-G, space, C-H-A-S-E-D, space. That'll go so slow you can't put the pattern together. It's what we do with words. We look at the letters, and the letters fit into a word, and we read the word, not the letters in sequence. We read the pattern. Look. Allow your students sometimes to just try it, thumb through a chapter and look at different pieces and kind of get the idea of what the chapter's about. Then go back and read it. That turns their reading into seeing the picture, just like we do with appreciating a painting. It's the way the brain works. Don't get tricked anymore. You don't have to read in order to understand it. Hope that helps.